afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Planning Authority meeting on the 10th of October. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and/or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Thank you. Apologies. We have Alderman Grant Goodwin as an apology. Do we have any declarations of interest? No. I'll move on to item 3.1, Planning Authority Applications Approval of Alderman Perry. Seconded Alderman Matthews. Alderman Perry.
No comment. Thanks, Mayor.
Alderman Matthews. Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Move on to item 4.1. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Emerton. Seconded.
Seconded.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. This looks like an exciting proposal for our city. And I must congratulate the applicant for Mr. Stegman for his foresight. It takes courage to purchase three properties and then assess their value for their use, and then and particularly in Old Acre Street as we look at this particular investment, and then to decide to demolish those same buildings. Mr. Stegman has mounted a strong argument, I think, for the demolition of 4 Old Acre Street. It's always difficult sometimes because people have in their minds, when it's culturally sensitive, that the buildings shouldn't be knocked down. But I think the proposal has got merit, and I believe that he has stated his case. He's done his calculations. He's assessed in the best interests of the community and the streetscape, and obviously for his own personal investment, that demolition and renewal of this site is the best way of moving forward. I would again like to congratulate Mr. Stedman for having the same courage as my fellow alderman in stepping forward and taking a risk and, despite some opposition, pressing forward with the proposal. To include a residential aspect to this investment is a great concept and fits perfectly with the living city dream of revitalising the inner city of Devonport. Tonight, as we sit in the deliberation of this planning application, we are seeing the dream come true. The dream that many have challenged, but Council has continued to move forward. Council has always maintained that private investors would follow it if it held onto its courageous decision to move forward with Living City and facilitate the renewal of our city. Today, another step has been made by a private investor, and I must congratulate him on that. I think it's a great concept, and I would like to move that we move forward with it. Recommended to my fellow committee members.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, look, I certainly would reiterate all the comments of Alderman Emerton. It is an impressive-looking project, and I think it just underscores the confidence that private developers have in the city at this time. And I also would reiterate the point that Alderman Emerson either made or alluded to, that all this is being underpinned by Council's decision to progress with the Living City project. And I'm sure the proponent and the applicant considered this in the early stages of planning of this development. And it's interesting to note that it's right on the envelope of the Living City project. So I commend the applicant and their confidence in Living City and in the Devonport CBD as a whole, and I hope other aldermen support the project. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? I'll be supporting the project, although I do have some concerns in regards to the demolition of a local heritage listed building, and looking at it and the background towards it, that the proponent certainly would have done some homework in regards to the economic benefit of demolishing such a site and renewal of such a site in line with the Living City project that Council has been ongoing now for 4 years and have done all its due diligence for that project. And I see where the proponent certainly will be benefiting from Council's foresight in planning for such a large project worth $250 million that he certainly would benefit from the critical mass of potential customers that will be drawing to that area, and congratulating him for his foresight in taking advantage of that. Another concern that I also have is that we don't want to fragment our CBD or weaken our CBD by expanding it further north or further northwest as well. So I think we should keep that in mind, but the addition of retail and residency in that area and that block with that small lot of Crown land to the east of the proposal, I think will fit quite well, and wish the proponent well. Thank you. Alderman Matthews?
Yeah, just a question relative to the, and I certainly support it, there's no doubt, I think it's a great thing. Relative to the Tasmanian Heritage Register, that seems to be quite complicated, and I just reading through where the property number, was it number 4? That says it is important to make the distinction that this is a local heritage listing under the DIPS. The building is not state listed on the Tasmanian Heritage Register. This makes a complication of the heritage situation. I guess, in this instance, it's not going to make any difference. It's going to. It's important that this is developed, but I think that's an anomaly, I think, perhaps with the Tasmanian Heritage Code. So just I thought I'd make that point.
Perhaps Brian May might...
Yeah, through you, Mayor. I agree with you, Alderman Matthews, that it's a terribly convoluted sort of a system. We are theoretically working off a set of criteria which decide whether something gets a heritage listing. If we're all working off the same criteria, I would question how you have some buildings on our list and not on their list, and some buildings on their list that are not on our list. So I think it breaks down there. I'd also make the point that not every council has a heritage listing in their planning scheme. This was more or less incorporated. It was sort of dragged into the interim planning scheme from the previous scheme, which was 2002. The earlier planning scheme.
84.
Yeah. There's a couple of other interesting things I'll just add just for your information there. This government has a project running which is to review its heritage register. And from time to time, we've been getting emails here which say that certain things have been removed. On our internal listing for this number 4 Oldacre Street, we say it's a Victorian house. And yet on the 19th of September, we got a list of 25 Devonport properties being removed from the heritage register. And I've just taken one example, 7 houses in a whole row. I won't say the street because it's supposed to be confidential, but there's 7 of them in a row, all Victorian houses, and all have been removed from the state register. Were we to, and we've been trying to get to do a review of our register for 3 or 4 years now, but interim planning schemes and state planning schemes keep getting in the way and they just drag away resources away. We don't have time to get to it. But when we talked through, and Mark wrote this report and he researched it very thoroughly, it was discussed with him and Shane, Alex was involved, I know Paul was involved. This is one property that we consider, had we reviewed the internal listing, we would have removed it from the list because it sits there in isolation. It's an old home, that's true. It doesn't have any particular significance in terms of previous businesses or cultural significance or any of those things. So I agree with what you've said. You've raised the question. I'm trying to give you some perspective from council point of view, is that the whole heritage thing needs to be reviewed and hopefully will be reviewed in the not too distant future.
Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. If I just may ask a question, and it might be through you to Mr. May. It's just in regards to parking, and obviously I understand we've done some restricted parking for this development, which is fantastic, and it's great that we can work around. It's good to see. Are we going to be looking at some loading zones, perhaps, with the developments that are going on in that area, to help, certainly with this size of a development itself, down in Old Acre Street, or that's my only concern. I'm just wondering how we're going to go with big deliveries for that kind of site.
Through you, Mayor. The parking strategy doesn't include that at the moment, and that's not necessarily something that's considered in this planning application or this development application that we would look at. But depending on how that business develops, and then others that will be incorporating, I mean, Hill Street's starting up the road in the not too distant future, and then we'll have our own development down here.
Of course.
Obviously, I think at that time, then council's parking strategy would be reviewed, and they're the sort of things that we would take into account.
Because I'm sure that there's going to be quite large items with that type of retail store that it's going to be. So.
Yeah, could well be.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? Alderman Hamilton to close.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to follow on from Alderman Jarman's comment, I think I read in the documentation that there was some off-street in their own car park for a loading zone. Is that correct? I think there is. So that's good. They're providing their own. Yep. The planning department are nodding profusely. That's good. Thanks, Mayor. I'm pleased that there are private investors out there that are willing to take risk, and I'm sure they've mitigated the risk as the best possible way. But I must congratulate them again on their proposal. Thank you. Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Those against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. I now pronounce all business completed, and the close of the meeting is at 5:27. Thank you, everybody, for their attendance.